We have a special meeting tonight dealing with the downtown streetscape phase two. And Steve Kahn, you will be presenting this?
Yes.
Thank you.
We need a roll call.
Do we not?
Yes.
Oh, please call the roll.
Okay. Councilmember Bayrou?
Here.
Councilmember Clay?
Yes.
Councilmember O'Malley?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Brendler?
Here.
And the record will reflect that Mayor Luna is absent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Pro Tem Mayor Brendler and council members, public. This is a Streetscape Phase 2 meeting, and we're very excited about this accumulation of 7 years of work and getting into the Phase 2. And tonight, David Athey is going to lead this town hall meeting. After he's done with his presentation, we'd like the council to have discussions, and then we'll open up to the public. I will be going around with my microphone throughout the audience, make more of a casual atmosphere, an open discussion, and we'd like to close it to the public and let the council decide the direction of the project. And with that, this is Deputy Public Works Director David Athey, who's the project manager, and he's here for the presentation tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Kahn. Mayor Pro Tem Brendler, members of City Council, my name is David Athey from Public Works. I'm here to talk about the Streetscape Phase 2 Town Hall meeting and the projects that have come out of our public input process. So I'm going to give you a quick overview. I'm going to talk about the background behind the Streetscape projects, the proposed project sites, and then finally the staff recommendation. So the background, in July 2000, the City Council approved the Atascadero Downtown Revitalization Plan. This plan was developed in order to implement the city's general plan and redevelopment plan with a detailed focus on the downtown area. It was to develop a community consensus of an overall vision for the downtown area, coordinate public and private investments in the area to realize the vision of the downtown, enhance the downtown's character with public improvements constructed using approved streetscape design elements. And these design elements were developed in 2002, 2 years of public input. The City Council approved these elements for use in future streetscape projects. And I think, you know, from this graph, it's a little hard to see because it's kind of small, but we do have the green street lights, the urns that we see on the corners, and other elements throughout the downtown area. Phase one improvements were completed in December 2004. This is Traffic Way. Improvements went a little ways down Traffic Way towards Palma. El Camino Real, this is Carlton. We have new medians in the center of El Camino Real, new street tree plantings, new bulb outs down to West Mall. In 2005, the City Council endorsed the Downtown Revitalization Plan vision. This is the vision for the overall downtown area, what the city would like to see, and it listed specific goals and strategies. Goals consist of establishing a safe, pedestrian-friendly scale and character that distinguishes downtown Atascadero from other commercial areas in the city, improve the downtown circulation system for vehicles, bicycles, and pedestrians, and improve the appearance of El Camino Real, and we're going in shortly with as part of the development of the Lubango site. Now, the Phase 2 project, which we're currently talking about tonight, started off with a brainstorming meeting with Main Street. We sat down with Main Street and just got all their ideas, basically. What do you want to see downtown? We took those ideas and developed a walking tour through the downtown to determine, to look at those potential project areas and also get new ideas that may be generated from the walking tour. And the tour included members of the public, Main Street, Chamber of Commerce, City Council, and Planning Commission members, and also Parks and Rec members were in attendance. From those two input processes, we nailed down the project sites, which we're going to talk about a little later, and came up with conceptual ideas at this point. In addition, we went to the Just Listening, which we just recently had in the City Hall, and displayed those projects for 2 days to get even more public input on the projects. In addition, we had smaller items like a new downtown bus stop and various elements where we went back and asked different people for input, went to Main Street, got input, and here we are tonight with those projects also, and made minor changes or major changes depending on the input. And as we mentioned, we're here at the town hall meeting talking about the Phase 2 projects. I talked a little bit about budget and funding sources. Currently, we have about $3.5 million budgeted for this project, which consists of CDBG funding, which we'll be using for street lighting, and bond fund money that is generated from the sale of bonds from the areas inside the redevelopment zone. The project expenditures, they're really hard. I mean, coming up with solid numbers is almost impossible at a conceptual stage, but we really tried to estimate conservatively how much this would cost. And right now, we've come up with a number of about $4 million. So what we want to do tonight is lay out our projects, get approval for those projects, go to design, get real engineering numbers for those projects, and then come back to the City Council and present those projects to you and make our recommendations if we do on which projects to do based on if we are over budget still once we have better design numbers to meet the $3.5 million $3.5 million that's allocated. Or hopefully we can come in below that and do all the projects. Now, the projects, if we do have to cut projects, it's important to note those could be part of Phase 3 or Phase 4, future funded projects. So it's a good news. Good news, really. And another, I want to just stress one thing. The money that comes from the sale of the bond funds from the redevelopment area can only be used in the redevelopment area. We can't use that money to go out to other areas of Atascadero and pave roads and do work. That money has to be used in the redevelopment zone for projects. So the proposed projects is a big list. The two at the bottom, three at the bottom are really just pieces of the projects. Learn pocket here for people entering 101. Create a turn pocket for people entering vehicles and bicyclists entering Rosario Avenue. Create a new bulb out in this location to calm traffic. Currently, the police department has identified this corner as a dangerous corner for them. Their driveway is up in this area, so they would like to slow folks down. And then having this bulb out, we can achieve that in this location. We've also proposed new street trees here with a watering system with some kind of a mulch ground cover. In this area, which is currently grass, we have new plantings along Highway 101, the side of 101, and the fence in this location. The police department, we've proposed to put a bioswale in this location, plant this with drought-tolerant plants that will drape over the police department wall for two effects. One is to cool that wall. In the summertime, it's really hot right there, and there's a bus stop. It's really not a really enjoyable place to be. And the second reason is it's really noisy in this location. Cars are speeding up to get out of town. Cars are coming into town quickly. So that will have the dual effect of dampening sound and also cooling it down. And a third effect, actually, which will help us with our MPDS stormwater issues, we'll be able to collect the water from this parking lot here, run it through this bioswale, and there's a drop inlet that goes to our stormwater system and clean that up, provide some level of cleaning for that water before it gets in our stormwater system. We also have new street lights in this location, a bus stop here, shelter with a bench. This area right at this location is a paved area that'll provide some sound as the cars run onto it, and also this median will reduce the lane length here in this location, and hopefully the idea there is to calm traffic. Because right now cars come off of El Camino Real into the downtown at a fairly high rate of speed. And the Virginia Plaza crosswalk is just down the street, which would be south of the Rosario area. Currently, both sidewalks have no ADA access for people in wheelchairs or the scooters. So we're proposing to put small bulb outs here that will be just in the parking lane, and small bulb outs here, new signage for this area denoting it as a pedestrian crossing since this is a mid-block crosswalk, new paint on the asphalt in this location to enhance safety here and pedestrian access. The next location is at El Camino Real and Traffic Way. The Carlton parking lot is just right here. The parking lot is just right here. Used to be a Chevron station. We're proposing to put a small median here with some small plantings, bushes, that kind of thing to soften El Camino Real. Proposing to replace and put new street trees in this location and lights where we need lights in these locations also. Should come up and form little pock marks in it. New street trees, replace existing street trees, put new watering systems in. And that's one thing I neglected to mention on the previous slides. Wherever we do go in and put new street trees, we want to put new watering systems in for those trees so that we don't plant a tree and then have to go out there and water it by hand all the time. We can reduce our long-term outlay of money here for all these projects. So that will also include watering system here. New street lights, give this area some new lighting. A new median here. We're going to scrunch the travel lane down for cars. We're going to maintain the current bike lanes in this location. We're going to add a little bit of storm drainage, repave some of this area here. The curb height in this location is really high. So step, you know, you can bang your door here. So we want to fix those elements and bring it up to current city standards.
Are you saying no left turns there?
That's correct. So I'm just getting to that. This median will prohibit left turns in and left turns out of Palma Avenue. Now, when we were on the walking tour, we were standing about in this location right here, and the business owner who's here came running out, and she didn't have time to go on the walking tour, but she said, you know, one of her main concerns is she sees near misses all the time in this location. So we believe that putting this median in will serve a function of calming traffic. Also, the pedestrians are out farther into the road. However, they still have a more safe zone to be on this bulb out, so they can see the traffic coming both ways better. And then they have a shorter travel path here. And if they need be, they can stand and loaf in this area for a short time before continuing across the street in case they missed a car or a car is speeding or some other reason. Yes, but this will block left-ins and left-out. To compensate for that, yes.
What are the unintended consequences of no left turns?
Well, the unintended consequences, if we didn't change traffic patterns downtown, you'd create a situation where folks would have to drive down to West Mall or a long ways out of their way, perceived long ways out of their way, to circulate around downtown. So what we try to do, and it's not shown on this map, but down near the bottom, near Grassani Hardware, we want to make and trot it two ways again. So people who do get down here on Palma can go back down out Palma, up to Lewis Avenue, and turn left at the stop-controlled intersection, a much safer travel route for those folks. So folks coming in, ride in, they'll be able to do that. And over time, you know, it's just a learning curve. People will learn to go up to Lewis Avenue and turn out. But that is one of the, you know, I guess you could see it as a drawback, but we see it as a real positive here with the traffic calming. And also this median will be planted at this location.
Dave, I have a question about replacing the street trees. Are you planning to put more shade-giving trees versus what's there?
Yes, that's an excellent question. Right now, we're planning on London Plane, Evergreen Pear, which are fruitless pears, the existing trees that are downtown, using those, but really the London Plane, the trees you see besides the Carlton Hotel, broadleaf, a fast-growing tree will not, you know, minimizes the impact on curb gutter sidewalk. Also fix that and put handicap ramps here to as best we can to retrofit this little area. A minor project, Sunken Garden Sidewalk. Currently, Farmers Market is located in about this area right here. very high traffic, very successful farmer's market. We'd like to add 2 or 3 more feet of sidewalk in this location. Same style, same color, just to give it a little better appearance. Because right now, this is just a bare area that currently has no sod. Yes.
And when you say sidewalk, you would basically extend the paver area. It would not be concrete in that area?
Right now, we are planning to put concrete in. But that could be one thing. We could put pavers. Right now, the paver band is on the inside near the curb versus the outside of the sidewalk.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Next project area is a pedestrian tunnel. This had wide popularity to do something here. Pierre Rademacher developed this for me, for the city. And we're proposing to do something similar to this. Now, we're constrained by size, the area, the size of the area itself. But we really want to eliminate the hump that's currently there. We want to improve the lighting of this area, improve the landscaping, improve the deck or the ground surface there. And this would be on both sides of the PED tunnel. The next major project area is the Creek Bridge, Tascadero Creek Bridge to Highway 41. Tascadero Creek Bridge is approximately right here. Highway 41's down here. New Colony Square development is in this location. Mid-State Bank and Denny's are here. Starting on the north end, we're proposing to put new street trees in and replace lighting up on this end that is currently a cobra lighting. Functional, but not very pretty for the downtown area. We're proposing to put new medians across the bridge. And I'll talk about that in a second, show you a picture. New bridge railing enhancements, new street trees, which is currently part of the requirements for the Colony Square project. Also as part of that, we have new bulb outs here at Colony Square and a new crosswalk here. We have new medians down El Camino Real to Highway 41. New street trees on the other side by Mid-State Bank in this location. Colony Square actually has a new bus stop in it, but we could also use in this general area a new bus stop, new downtown city bus stop, which we'll talk about. I'll show you a picture of in a minute. As mentioned before, the bridge.
Dave, before you go on, I have a question.
Sure.
So on this section right now, like if you pull out of Denny's, I bank at Mid-State, so I pull out of there a lot. Will you no longer be able to go left?
Well, that's a great question.
Because I know a lot of people are used to you just pulling out and going whichever way they want.
Absolutely. That's a great question. One thing we really wanted to do was not deny access to anybody. We're going to design for that through our project. Definitely going to design for that. But, yes, they'll be allowed to turn left out here. Same thing with Colony Square coming out of their driveway, which is in this approximate location. That answer your question?
Yes. And I just wondered if you could just back up. And has it ever been discussed, the idea of making it just 2-lane instead of having the 4-lane through this section?
It has. I think we've done traffic studies. And right now the volume of traffic that goes through the downtown, really, you'd approach gridlock if you went down to 1 lane. But that's something always to look at.
Okay.
In regards to Denny's, so you're saying that if you're coming north, you're not going to be able to turn left into Denny's?
You will be able to turn left into Denny's. You'll have to go through the Mid-State parking lot entrance and then turn into Denny's driveway. Now, this is an agreement that Denny's and Mid-State Bank have come up with, but you will be able to get in.
There is a way, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So I mentioned earlier the bridge concept. Right now, the railing consists of about a 2-foot-high concrete curb with a Caltrans standard guardrail on it. It looks like a highway. So what we've come up with is this idea from Pierre. We've taken elements from the Tascadero administration building, elements from the existing, or the excuse me, the, the bridge that used to be in this location, the architectural details here, and added a new bridge railing. We needed a certain height for safety here, and new brick inlay or some type of inlay here on the bridge to, one, make it more visually enhanced, and two, really increase lighting across the bridge, provided, you know, as people, we want to encourage people to use the downtown, walk to Colony Square, go see a movie, and come back to the downtown, maybe catch a dinner. So this will aid, this will really enhance the lighting on the bridge. Now, bridges, you can't really plant anything in a bridge because it's a concrete deck. So we've come up with this idea of a raised planter using our urn concept that we already have approved. And coming up with this would be like a brick veneer here, some planters here, going basically across the bridge to try to really dress up the bridge. So we'll have the nice bridge railing and the center median planter spanning the length of the bridge.
How are you getting water to it?
Well, we'll have to look at that, but I think either drill up through the bottom of the concrete deck or run it in a slot across the front, or you can run it in the bridge, the nose for the turn pocket will go out beyond the deck of the bridge, and we can run it in the nose and come up into here without drilling into the deck.
Right. Thank you.
You bet. Now, this is one of their decision points for this council tonight. The entry arch, Atascadero Welcome Arch location. Currently, staff is proposing to put it at the Colony Square location. We've gotten input from the Colony Square owner himself. The planning department and public works have looked at it. The arch here. The next location, it's a possible location, is up at Rosario Avenue on the bulb outside. We have here in this landscaped area at this location. The final configuration in all these three places will be a little different than what's shown because of site distance and other engineering factors we have to take into account. But these are the three main locations, and staff is recommending the Colony Square location just based on the volume of traffic, and it would be included in downtown.
Dave,
yes.
May I ask a question?
Sure.
The signage on the archway, is it on both sides?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, the Atascadero sign is on both sides of the sign.
All right. Thank you.
Now, we do have the what I call the bus shelter concept. This is a concept for designed by Pierre Rademacher for us. We wanted to really capture the flavor of Atascadero. Pierre has gone around to the different buildings in town and grab these architectural details. One change that came about through the public process is this roof line was 1 foot shorter than it is now on each side. So we've expanded that out to provide more of a rain shadow and a light shadow for folks who are using the bus stop. Of course, it'll be ADA accessible. A wheelchair will be able to fit right here in this location with a bench for folks to sit on. Signage will be on the inside of the bus shelter, telling people, you know, what bus shelter it is, where can they go, the routes, those kind of things will be on the inside of the shelter. Kind of a minor point, but we need to get council approval to switch trash cans. Our current trash can has this configuration right here. It's a nice profile, looks good. However, it's very small, and our maintenance department spends a lot of time emptying trash instead of picking out, you know, cleaning out storm drains and doing those kind of things. We came up with this alternative. This matches our city furniture, the benches, same type of architectural type style and detailing. However, it's got a bigger can, require less emptying over time, more garbage basically. So we'd like to get this approved also tonight. And your input. With that, I want to give staff's recommendation is for City Council to approve all the recommended Phase 2 streetscape projects and elements, and also provide direction on the final location of the entry arch.
Well, thank you, David. Before we open to public comment, do the council members have any other questions they'd like to ask?
Questions or
questions of David.
Yeah, or comments.
Well, comments.
Okay. Well, in regards to the archway and the entry level, you know, I'm a staunch believer that it ought to be right where the old one was on the bridge. It has a Tascadero sign on both sides, and to me that's the appropriate place for it.
Are there any other questions? Then let's open it up to a public comment.
Test.
Thank you, Eric Greening. And ground level, where it's actually illuminating where you walk rather than be walking into a light and then find yourself in a deep shadow. The other practical thing relative to the bus shelter design, it's very aesthetic, and I certainly like the planning for putting the schedule information and that sort of thing there. But when it's windy and rainy, there is no real shelter. Two big problems. The wind can blow right through and under. And the other problem is, without rain gutters, which I realize would be sort of an aesthetic, it's hard to figure a rain gutter that matches a tile roof. But without rain gutters, you have the big drops that collect from the runoff of the roof splotting on people's feet. Even when it's still, you would have a splatter pattern that would cover most of the floor of that shelter. And when it's blowing, you just have the big drops joining the smaller drops. So I would hope that perhaps this can be, there will be a lot of bus users here on the 18th at 5:30 when we have the gathering about the bus, the location of the bus transfer point, and perhaps more input from actual bus riders, bus users, can be solicited before we make anything final relative to the bus shelters. But I see a lot of good work here, and I'm very pro-traffic calming. So aside from that, I like what I see. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
Good evening. Greg Ravatt with Main Street. I'm speaking for myself primarily tonight, but I just wanted to say thank Dave for the work that he's done, and I thought it was a really pleasant process, and I thought it worked really well, especially since this is, you know, new process that we've had where Dave brought the project to us, and, you know, we gave us our input, and we can really see a lot of the effort coming through in the end. And I just want to say that, you know, overall I think it's a really great project, and myself, I'm real pleased with it, and I think a lot of people on Main Street are as well. A couple of things that I just wanted to add was, you know, we looked a lot on that traffic way and PAMA work, and I think that, you know, if we were to take a vote, if all the Main Street members were here and we were having a meeting, I think that we could say that that would be a first priority project, and the reason for it is safety because of the pedestrian crossing there and the left-hand turn lane. We did an informal survey of all the business owners on Traffic Way and found that that was a major concern, was safety crossing, near misses of pedestrians. I think we had one kid that was hit there not too long ago. And then also, I think just aesthetically, that's a very hot street, and getting some landscaping and improvements. And, of course, we've got all the work that went into the park, yet our Traffic Way business owners, you know, They really need some help over there. We got a lot of empty spaces and stuff too. So other than that, I just want to also the bus shelter thing. I keep looking at it, and it's a really good looking shelter. But I have to agree with the comments that were made because it really doesn't work. Bus shelters really need three sides to work. But I keep looking at it; it looks good. So, you know, I don't know. Take one more look at that. Anyway, I just want to thank you and Dave and the city for the process.
Thank you, Greg.
Hi, Joanne Main, the Chamber, and I too, great amount of work done. I have a question on the one near Rosario in front of the police station. The question was there any discussion on abandoning the on-ramp to 101 at Rosario? And Yeah. Was there any discussion on abandoning that on-ramp to the highway? And if so, I know, Steve, you're a great proponent of roundabout, and I just know that there's a great deal of businesses on the west side of El Camino Real that it's very dangerous to try and enter into those businesses and to make it pedestrian-friendly. And will someone be able to do a U-turn there at the Rosario entrance to the highway so they could possibly safely get back to a business? If not, then I was wondering if perhaps at some point before this was totally approved, the thought of a roundabout there to accommodate that.
Getting to your first question, the banning the on-ramp, currently this will be the main on-ramp for 101 during the next 3 or 4 years of the Highway 41-101 project. So at this point, that's not really a near-term option. It could be an option in the future. This is a non-standard Caltrans off-ramp. They don't build on-ramps like this anymore, excuse me. One option we've looked at is we're looking at working with SLOCOG to get funding to do an acceleration lane from this point down to San Jacinto Avenue, San Anselmo Avenue, which would greatly enhance the safety of this on-ramp. Currently, Caltrans and SLOCOG have not funded that, but we are actively looking at that and chasing it. In terms of a roundabout at this location, we've thought about that. We've also thought about a three-way stop to control turns. We would like to use the process of building up our traffic control. So start with traffic calming first, the pavers and the reduced lane width for the cars, trying to slow them down to enhance safety that way. Look at the traffic coming the other direction, trying to slow traffic down coming northbound on El Camino Real. In terms of the nose of the turn pocket, that can be adjusted to allow U-turns at this location. I really don't think that's a problem, and I think that's still on the radar, because right now this turn pocket will follow the current striping that's out there. So we can adjust that. Yeah, I think that's worth looking at, adjusting that and making sure that a full U-turn can be made by a passenger vehicle. I can't guarantee you a semi-truck could do that, but. Sometimes, so that's the key, and that's why we really want to build these improvements or something similar to these at the north side of that intersection.
Thank you, Joanne.
Steve Martin, Atascadero, Main Street. First of all, the board is very appreciative of the time that's been taken to gather their input and accept that input. Dave did a really great job of presenting the information to our board, and we appreciate that. The board did offer a lot of input, and that input was accepted graciously and incorporated into the presentation tonight. The board also indicated that if they were to prioritize these projects, they would like to see the Rosario El Camino Real intersection and the Trafficway Palma intersection projects be prioritized first. And also with the pending streetlight project, they would like to see that moved up and done this year as opposed to being ganged with the streetscape improvements next year.
Yeah, if I can just address the streetlight project. We are moving forward on the streetlight project. We have got the final drawings from Caltrans, and we're moving forward on bidding the city portion, and then Caltrans will be following after us.
I'm Lon Allen, private citizen. Really excited that you've gotten this far and that these things are on the drawing board. It seems like I've been reporting about these improvements for 40 years, and to see that we're finally going to see some of these things happen downtown is just an extension of what exists there in front of the Carlton, and I applaud all these drawings that I see walking around the room. I really like the sign that Pierre designed, the one that goes over the road to try to replicate the sign that Oscar Willett put there in 1926. That one was suspended on two poles and then had you know, cables holding it up. And I don't have a sense, I'm not, you know, I don't have an architecture bone in my body, Greg, so I can't tell whether it's too tall or not, but I really like the concept, and I think it just helps add to a classier downtown combined with what's set there to go in front of the Lube and Go and some of the other drawings. I just think it's excellent, and I don't know how much publicity this had in the newspaper. I don't remember reading anything, but I hope that you council members will hang tough, and when you start actually doing this, you don't give in to those people who say, I didn't know you were going to do that, and all of a sudden rip out 50 to 100 feet of your median, such as we did several years ago. I think this is very important to the future of Atascadero, and I encourage you to, once you make a decision, stick by that decision and not get into what happened in the parking lot behind the Carlton. This looks excellent.
Thank you, Lon.
Hi, Bobby Nunez, The Artery. Hi, Dave. I have a question. Hello. And I came a little late, so I might have missed it, so if I did, just say so. On the Palma Way and the Palma and Traffic Way, the medium there, when we had discussed it at the Main Street meeting, we talked about how it was rounded and if we could make it pointier so people wouldn't make U-turns there. Did that get changed? Or because I'm looking at papers, I think, that Bill downloaded, so I'm not sure if they've been updated or not.
Trucks coming out of here and that want to turn right, you know,
right.
Bigger trucks, like semi-type trucks, they'd run over the median at this point because the turn radius isn't wide enough. So that is a concern. And, you know, if that becomes a problem, what we can do is use the first tool in traffic calming and traffic enforcement, which is the police department. And then if that keeps up, you know, go on to stricter enforcement, like putting in, you know, a sharp nose on the median or doing something like mm-hmm. that. At this point, I wouldn't recommend that. I'd like to see what goes on and just kind of use my traffic calming tools. But that is a good point. I did look at that. But I have the problem of semi-trucks turning out of here.
Okay, I'll give you that one. All right. So my next question is, I have the printout, so, and I'm seeing the foam core ones. So it might be different, so I might not. On my printout, there's gray and then there's white. Mm-hmm. So is there a reason why there's gray? I mean, is the road going to change in the gray and then the white, or is that just...
That white you see right there is just a function. I couldn't get my
okay.
My computer to work right and print the gray for some reason, so I apologize that that's confusing. This gray really is just meant to represent asphalt in these areas. There will be a little new paving here. As you know, your curb in front of your business is really high.
Mm-hmm.
In order to adjust those grades, we're going to have to come in and do a small overlay in this area. Also with this bulb out here, we'd have to do a small overlay and maybe some grinding and things to get the drainage to work. So that there will be a little new paving here, but not the whole. This whole road is not proposed to be paved at this point.
Okay, and then, so I'm going to switch from my street to further on. I just kind of noticed the Rosario crosswalk, you know, that big crosswalk. Where did they cross to? There's no sidewalk along the freeway, or is there, and I just don't notice. You know what I'm talking about? Right there? Is that a crosswalk, that brick? That's just a
this right
change
here,
in...
This element?
No, to the left.
This element right here?
Right. No, to the left. See the median and then the gray and brown, or is that
your
printer problem?
Oh, this, all that, yeah. Yes. I'm sorry, that was confusing. That's actually pavers.
Oh, so it's not meant to be a crosswalk?
No, it's not meant to be a crosswalk. We really don't want folks on this west side of El Camino Real. It's not wide enough. It's not really a sidewalk, so we want to discourage folks from walking up this way and walking on, and that's why we have this little bit of planter here to spiff up the fence.
Okay,
it's really
I was
not
just
very
confused.
Pretty.
Okay, so now I have another. On the 76 corner that Caltrans owns, and they've gutted that,
mm-hmm.
I heard through the grapevine that they were considering putting in a corner park there.
Okay.
And I was just wondered if you guys had heard that and if they had discussed that with you. I think that they were going to discuss putting in the park, and then the city would then take care of it.
Well, this is the first I've heard of it, but I think that that corner is outside the scope of streetscape, and maybe Steve, it looks like he has some answers. Sure.
That is property owned by Caltrans as of now, that entire piece, and there will be a flat portion in there. Caltrans will be landscaping it. We're in discussions with them of what that's going to be, and there's been nothing defined yet.
Okay. Well, I just heard that it was going to be a corner park.
We're in county for 40 years. And while I was there, there was two towns, I lived in both, that had similar projects. Took years and years of planning, a lot of bitching and moaning about type of trees, whether or not they were politically incorrect, whether or not they were native species and all this sort of stuff, whether or not they kicked off pollen. After all the planning and screaming, it got built pretty much the way the staff had recommended it. And it was beautiful. And all those that had questions and concerns about it did a 180-degree turn. And in each of those towns, San Rafael, which is a little larger, and San Anselmo, that was smaller, it just contributed greatly to the downtown life. At night, more people on the street, more people going to the movies, going to coffee shops, stopping at bookstores. So I think this is just absolutely fantastic. I have just two requests. If you put in trees, please don't make it these cutesy little lollipop trees that seem to be politically correct nowadays. I like to see these big shade trees. Of course, I'm from New England, and that's what we used to have. And I understand there's all sorts of technology nowadays that when these trees are planted, boundaries can put in under the ground to keep the roots from caving up and bulging up the sidewalks. The other thing is that both in San Rafael and in San Anselmo, they did something that was very nice. In each lamppost, they had a little fixture on which they could put flags or banners representing whatever festival they were promoting for that month. And it just really livened up downtown. Christmas time, they had Christmas little flags and banners, and it was just wonderful. Just made the place all look magic. Another thing they did, in a couple of places across the street, overhead, they had a cable, and they would string across, and the event planners would pay for that, announcing whatever festival or program they were having. And it was very good for promoting whatever local program. And I'd like to see something like that here. I know, being on the Atascadero Veterans Memorial Committee, we had to do a lot of hustling and a lot of walking and a lot of placards going out to promote the barbecue fundraiser we had. If we ever had one of those things overhead, we probably would have had 50% more attendance. So I just throw that out. Finally, when I look at the overhead sign that says Atascadero, unfortunately, I think of that awful sign in Modesto. To me, I'm sorry, Ron, I have to say this, it looks a little bit hokey, but I'm willing to go along with it because I think ultimately it can be designed so it will fit in with everything else. But I think, again, this is just a wonderful program. I want to compliment everybody. And for the life of me, I don't know why the city thinks they have to hire outside consultants when you have all this in-house talent that can put this kind of stuff together.
Thank you, Mr. Ward.
I think that the comment made about the scale of the archway, I think that is something that we should probably consider. You know how sometimes when there's something proposed, they put up like poles and you can kind of get an idea of the scale and how tall it is. And, you know, we're not going to be building this tomorrow, so I think there's time maybe for, I don't know how much that entails, but just to get an idea, because, you know, since we don't have anything over two stories, if it's three stories tall, maybe that would be too tall. I mean, I like the design of it on a picture, but I would like to make sure that it doesn't overwhelm the place. I agree with the flag holders and the cable for banners. I think that brings a lot of energy, and when people see the signs change and or they're wondering what's going on, they can just kind of look over and take a look when they're driving by. So I think that's a great idea. I'm not sure if that was already part of the design of the lamppost already. Or
yes, the green acorn lamps have banners that both Main Street and the Chamber of Commerce can put banners on.
Okay, great. I echo that, you know, I don't know if you want to spend a little time going into the design of the tunnel, but I think lighting is important. You know, Eric called it the creepy factor, but I know that, you know, my children are kind of creeped out by thinking of going through that tunnel. From what I understand, I mean, you could just do, you know, like side lighting, you know, on the walls and then have more. But you are planning on improving the inside of the tunnel as well. Is that correct?
That's correct, and installing new lighting. I didn't explain that very well. The conceptual idea we had really is just that. It's conceptual, so that's what we're looking for. In terms of the final lighting design, you know, we'll definitely look at that when we get closer to design. Maybe put the lights on the side so it washes the sidewalk in front of it or washes the entrance on top. That's not a problem. We can look at that. Really, when we came up with that idea, it was just to, you know, boy, just dreaming. What could we do? And that center light was put on there. But we're definitely going to put some kind of LED or some other higher intensity light than what the current tunnel has in there.
Is the height of the tunnel going to change at all?
No.
Okay,
no, just the outside where we have the hump on the east side of the tunnel.
Okay. Let's see what the comments are. And then regarding the input you need from us tonight, in terms of where the location is, I'm fine with either, you know, by the Colony Square or by the creek. Again, the scale would make a difference. If it's really, you know, tall and big, it might be a little too crowded if you're right next to the Colony Square. Mm-hmm. So I think that will play a factor in what I would prefer.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Councilmember Clay.
Yes. First off, in regards to the $3.5 million, Wade, just a question. Suppose the Del Rio area develops, it's all in the redevelopment area. Could we not have more money for our downtown if that was the case?
Yes, if the council directed.
Let's just shorten it a little bit. And the reason I like, you know, when I was a kid, when that sign, Tuscadero sign, was there, and it was on the bridge, and I liked the idea of changing the bridge lighting system and making it look more like the old bridge that was there years ago. But I think it splits. If you put the sign there, it kind of splits the downtown a little bit. You got a Tuscadero on one side if you're going north, and you got a Tuscadero, you know, on the other side if you're going south, and it splits a little more. If you put it further down, while you have just a little small amount of town left, so to speak, of the downtown left. So I like the idea of putting it at the bridge, at the location that it was, and I think it's great. Virginia Plaza, is there any way, you know, I love the lighted crosswalks, the ones that blink, and is there any way, especially if we got more money from the Del Rio area, we'd have money to do that, and we could put in those lighted type crosswalks, because I think they're, you know, really safer, and I see them in San Luis, and I like the one that's down by Shore Station, and it's not Shores anymore.
I agree. I think those are... those really enhance pedestrian safety when they're combined with the sidewalk or a crosswalk. So, yes, we can add that to the project.
That would be great. And then in regards to the bus stops, you know, this type of thing is nice, right? But rain runs down. I mean, it seems like maybe it's not conventional, but they have the roof like so, right? You know, the rain is going to drop back, and then if you have the back sealed some way, why... people aren't going to get their shoes wet, so to speak, and it may not look quite as nice. Gosh, if I was doing it, I'd like to see a dome on them like we have on City Hall. That would be really neat, too, but then the rain would drop everywhere. And it doesn't rain too often in the Tascadero anyway. But the large cans are great. I'm curious about this acceleration lane. Where would, you know, on the off-ramp that Mrs. Main doesn't like?
We did the design of that acceleration lane in the project study report for the traffic way interchange. And what it would do, it would start at the Rosario ramp, mm-hmm. and basically it would follow US 101 all the way to the San Anselmo interchange, and then that ramp would die into that ramp. So there would actually be three lanes on US 101 from the Rosario ramp to the San Anselmo ramp. It's called an auxiliary lane. There'd be a very close, El Camino Real would be very close to US 101, so what we would propose is to have some sort of block wall there, 6-8 foot block wall that would be planted with ivy to separate those two transportation facilities.
Gosh, that would be great. So they'd move into the medium or whatever you want to call it on 101 is...
They would actually move to the east closer to El Camino Real. Then they'd put a lane right there.
But there's no room.
There's little room. There's enough room to fit it.
Is that right?
Yes.
Because there's an acceleration lane coming out of Paso that's very nice, you know, when you come out of Paso.
Yeah.
And you've got quite a ways there to merge and everything, because that is kind of bad, and you're going uphill, too. You're accelerating at a slower rate. So that would be great if you could do that. But let's see. Do I have anything else?
Also a safety issue at nighttime, and it also enhances the whole business district, and there are some of those crosswalk areas. So if I was looking at priorities, I think that is something to consider. And after safety, I try to look at what would have the biggest impact on creating a revenue feedback loop. I think some of these do help downtown businesses more. I think not only the street lighting, but the wayfinding is important, and you might just look at that. For me, safety first. Second, what really has a more immediate impact on the supporting businesses in the downtown, and then go from there. Might as well weigh in on the bus shelter. I've worked on own a couple of historic buildings myself in that Mediterranean style, and it's very easy to get copper rain gutter for the amount you need, not very... very large quantity is needed. It wouldn't be that costly, and you could add some nice detail features, and it'd take care of that issue raised by Eric Greening. I think that'd be a simple touch if we might take a look at that, but I think adding something like that, have that durability and look good. I assume you're going to deal with the banners, as you mentioned, and I know we do have a problem with a downtown electric grid. We don't quite have as much power as we would like all the time, but I think you'd plan for whenever you can to also have outlets by those lights, because that helps on events, whether you're doing a little decorative feature during holiday seasons at the top or outside vendor use in at other times. So if that can be put in, you know, when you're, as I always say, you know, it never hurts to put in bigger conduit and pull more wires. Yeah, you'll find a use at
That's
some
right.
point. I think just to mention on the bridge, don't tell Lon Allen, but I think I have access to one of the original lamp posts from the bridge. I know when some of our staff were visiting my house, we suggested we might want to take a casting and see if we couldn't incorporate that in if there's an interest. Boy, am I for larger trash cans and more of them. Anyone that's been involved with events in the downtown, and I think anyone that goes around any downtown knows that would be a good feature. And these are well-designed. Staff did a good job on all of this project. But I think even the trash cans look pretty darn good. So I think that's always a helpful feature. It's tough on the entry arch. You know, I like all the design. I'm a little concerned about the scale, as was raised by one of our resident architects, and I agree with Councilwoman Bayrou. I think it would be helpful with the modern technology that we have. We either get take a look at that in two-scale model or some help on us visualizing it, because I think you architects and engineers are better at having a picture in your mind than we sometimes may. And everything is so well done. I'm afraid that sometimes you build some and then you look at it and you think, boy, why did we listen to Lon Allen? He's usually right, but this time. So I think it wouldn't hurt if, you know, since we have time, if there's some way we could get a better feel for what's that really going to look like. Personally, I think in the Colony Square location, if that's something that seems to benefit the businesses in the area they've had some input on, and moving it closer to, actually, I think closer to 41.
Important, and hopefully we can incorporate that. Nothing worse than being caught in a rainstorm at a bus stop and getting soaked. So if there's anything we can do to try to alleviate, perhaps using gutters, that would be great. Bobby Nunez mentioned the issue of U-turns, people being able to circumvent that median by making U-turns. And if my memory serves me correct, that would be clearly a violation of traffic law, in that you can't make a U-turn in downtown district like that. The flag and banner holders, I think, is an excellent point, and I can't imagine it would be too expensive to incorporate that. But there's, advertising is so important in our town to advertising our positive sides. So I would really love to see something like that. And then the other issue was I'm having a little bit of a problem visualizing the size of the archway as well. And if I did what Councilmember O'Malley mentioned about perhaps some type of a dimensional program, computer program that would help us perhaps visualize, because that's the big ticket item. That's the big ticket item, and we want to make sure we get that one right. So, but I'm excited about everything that we've put on the table tonight, and as many members of the audience have expressed, we really need to move on this and get it done. So one of the, I think perhaps one of the issues we can address perhaps by council consensus is perhaps the location of the archway. And I'm a little bit partial to the Colony Square, but I'll defer to the rest of you on that.
I got my number up there, Mike.
Oh, go right ahead.
Okay. The sign, let's not get too caught up on the sign. We can get that right. I mean, trucks have got to be able to go under it, and it doesn't have to be 100 feet in the air or anything like that. It's got to be something that's sometimes we get hung up on little things and we lose sight of the big picture. To me, the sign is going to be the one thing that gives us it's class, and it's going to be a visual thing that people are going to say, hey, that's a classy deal. It's kind of like our sunken gardens. But I like the bridge area where it was before, and again, it kind of splits the downtown. It gives us quite a bit of downtown on the other side, Colony Square and the banks and so on and so forth, and then it gives us quite a bit on the other side. And it's got a Tascadero on both sides, okay? So the further we get it, in my opinion, if we put it at the north end of town, that would be bad. The further we put it at the south end of town, I don't like that either, but... Anyway, I got getting off of that. I got one question for staff or something, some input. You know, coming off the off ramps and on ramps at a traffic way. You know where I'm talking about now. You're coming south and you're going south, coming from north. That's really an ugly area right there. You know, it's there's a dirt area there, and if we could do something there, imagine.
Regarding the arch, what's the difference in distance from where Jerry says the old, where it was? And is that the Peabody and Plum side, Jerry? Is it the Peabody and Plum side of the creek, or is it on the other side of the creek where the old coffee house was?
I'm not sure. I think it was somewhere in the middle there. Maybe Lon's. Which side was it, Lon? Okay, so it was on the north end then. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm okay with north or south, but
Okay.
It's exhibit N in our package, and okay. It's got a picture of the original picture, and it was right by Peabody and Plum, that corner there.
Okay, because what I'm thinking about is a lot of people do come from the Moro Road side when they're coming into the downtown. I'm wondering, in terms of visually, how different does it look if it's way down by Peabody and Plum versus if you're right at Colony Square. My one concern about having it at Colony Square is Jerry brings up a point that it is kind of far on that one side of downtown, but would it look too cramped? Because you're going to have a lot going on with Colony Square, and I'm just thinking it might draw people in more if it's a little further down the street. Dave, can you give me an estimate of what's the difference in distance from one location to the next if you're coming from Morrow Road?
Yeah, it's at least 300 feet, if not farther, down the road. The reason why staff had proposed the area at Colony Square is we had worked extensively with the developer to provide these bulb outs to us. Also, when you're at the intersection of Highway 41, we worked with the planning department, and we really feel, and with Pierre Rademacher, the designer, we really feel that you can really see the sign at this location here. The further you get down the road, El Camino Real bends, you start getting interference from trees. We're going to have medians hopefully with trees in these medians here. So as time goes on, visually seeing the sign from this gateway right here, where we have a large amount of traffic, where we're trying to draw people downtown, this location we'll be able to see the sign the best, we believe. That's not to say that I'm 100% sure about that, but this location here is also the acceptable location for it.
Right. Well, can we argue a little bit?
I think they have a good point, because another point where people are coming off the freeway is right at Lubango, which is even further down the street. And so if they're coming off of that exit, then they're even farther away from the old location. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to lean towards staff recommendation on that.
Okay, well, let me just say, if you're coming north and you're coming to the downtown, you're not going to see that sign, period, no way, shape, or form.
Excuse me, Jerry.
Yeah. Councilmember
O'Malley is up. Thank you.
Thank you, and I'll stick with the gateway topic for now. I think you're right. Let's make a decision on that and go through the other items. Of course, I think we all agree we would like to have two gateways, one at each end, and I think the goal is to really highlight our historic downtown. We're going to have other wayfinding signage, and we're going to have a lot of signs that outline the historic district. And I see this as kind of like the two bookends for our historic downtown. And by moving it on the developer to put in those median areas extension and those bulb outs where this sign will go, is that correct?
Yes, currently the developer will be putting the bulb outs in at that location.
And I do know that this is going to come back to the redevelopment area or agency for discussion, because there are a number of infrastructure charges placed on that project, and I think are going to be reviewing a consultant report on this item. Do we want to look at some of those items? And when will that be a topic for discussion for us? Because that might impact this placement as well.
Well, I don't think it'll impact the placement. You have time to do the planning. Some of these infrastructure items are already, as you may have seen today, already under construction with the Colony Square project. So some of these modifications can be made, and I don't think we'll hold up the project. I think we're offering, or we can do the suggestions you talked about earlier, and that would be to try to lay out visually what those scales are, give you some vantage points from the ends of the streets that you're talking about to see just how far away you can see it and what the scale. One thing about the large scale of the sign, it does allow you to see it further away, and would provide more of an invitation for the monument. So we'll try to work that scale information and can bring you back additional information on that particular piece as we develop these design alternatives.
So, Mr. Brindler,
I had just one other issue. So as far as the staff recommendation for the signage or for the archway to be at the Colony Square, there was a financial consideration made on the part of the city as far as it would be it would cost us less, since the developer would be placing the bulb outs that are incorporated. Is that the way I understand that?
The sign, the city would be responsible for the sign and foundation. The developer would be putting in the bulb outs to create the right in. Also, that's one thing I'm sorry I neglected earlier, is that this bulb out right here, these bulb outs are also for this crosswalk to do the same thing we talked about up on Palma, which is shorten the travel length across El Camino Real. provide the pedestrian a little higher position next to traffic so they're a little more visible and they can see traffic coming both directions. So these bulb, the bonus was we thought would be the other idea was to put this here. This arch could also light this crosswalk at night.
That's a good
even giving more downlights on the crosswalk itself, really enhancing pedestrian safety in this location. The bulb out to the other side here, we had extensive discussions creating this would be a drop-off and pickup spot for people coming to the theater and also a bus loading and unloading zone behind that, so creating a kind of a refuge zone and a zone that where people know that they can pull in right here you know, have a space, kind of create a space to that. The bulb out on the other side was just to balance this out, this whole, these improvements out at this location. So that's kind of why, I mean, it wasn't always just for the sign. It's also to enhance pedestrian safety.
Right. Well, those points make me even more supportive of following staff recommendations.
You know, I think that if the sign is further down where it used to be historically, what I call Old Town, I think that's the proper place for it. As far as seeing it from, you know, Elk from 41 Highway or whatever, you know, I mean, I really question that, and certainly I question seeing it clear from way down to where the lube and go is, but you sure as heck can't see it from up by the police station when it's down here. I'd prefer to see it at the bridge, but I want to see it somewhere. Let's put it that way.
All right. Well, our time is dwindling, so Councilmember O'Malley, you're up.
Thank you. And I'll just, what I'm hearing from consensus quick review, just for staff's benefit, too, is I think we were saying we like the arch in the staff-recommended area. We want to see how that's going to look visually. I didn't hear anyone objecting to looking at rain gutters on those bus station stops, and I think everyone supported the banners and outlets, and I think no one objected. I think the one different point I brought up was more quantity of trash cans and like the design and the larger size. So maybe just looking for opportunities. I know there's a lot of issues. You got to work with pedestrian flow and traffic, but you know, if that's someone needs to come back. But you know, I think there's support for that for anyone that does events. And it probably we need to, as you say, Mayor Pro Tem, get direction of staff and move on to our next meeting here pretty soon.
I'm in agreement with that. Does staff have sufficient direction?
Well, do we have a 3-1 on the sign? Is that, Tom, are you for staff recommendations?
Yes, okay. with input on getting the scale, take a look at that and make sure we're comfortable with
that. But the location, you're for where staff. Okay, yeah. So it's like 3-1, so we got that clear. But I would like, you know, as far as the Main Street's recommendation for doing the things that they requested first, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with doing the whole thing. You know?
Yeah. As am I.
Okay.
And as City Manager McKinney said, we will bring back a proportional scale of the sign to make sure that we've got the scale right and it looks right at that location.
Okay.
That'll be terrific. Thank you very much. And thank you again for the presentation. Are we ready to adjourn?
Sure.
May I have a motion?
I move we adjourn.
Second.
Well, actually, we will. Technically, it's not adjourning. We are.
No, we've got to go to redevelopment.
We're going to adjourn to our. We'll.
Redevelopment.
We'll adjourn. Okay. Thank you.
We had a motion and a second. Are we going to adjourn or not?
Roll call.
Councilmember O'Malley?
Yes.
Councilmember Clay?
Yes.
Councilmember Bayrou?
Yes.
And Mayor Pro Tem Brendler?
Yes.
4-0. Motion passes.
So, do we not have redevelopment now, Tom? 5 minutes. Okay, good.